Weekend Breakfast with Zane Johnson in for Sarah Jane King
on Cape Talk.
Well, it's time for our wellness segment this morning, and we're talking to Somerset West author and international speaker Eric Kruger about his book called Dangerous. He says it's about not becoming a victim, but instead taking back control and stepping into your power. Kruger adds that, it applies to everyone from nurses to pastors to parents to CEOs to entrepreneurs, teachers, and every single person needs to hear this conversation that I'm going to be having with him now. Eric, a very good morning to you and welcome to Cape Talk.
Hey, Zane, good to be with you.
First of all, a number of people probably are asking me, like, who is Eric Kruger? So tell us a little bit about yourself, Eric.
Yeah, so I'm the founder of a company called Modern Breed. It's a team development company, and I've spent most of my time working with leaders and teams, helping them to figure out how to really navigate this very complex and uncertain future that we are moving into. And then on top of that, as part of what I do then is to get onto stages at conference events, and speak about these topics, and obviously, you know, with the book, write about it as well.
And, you know, the thing is that, first of all, what inspired you to write this book? Because when we look at our situations, Eric, we have a life full of threats. And I mean, there's any kinds of threats to your business, your relationship, your potential, any kind of threat. But it is about how we handle that and whether we just go into survival mode. If you've got a threat in terms of your job, which is what a lot of people have had over the past 2 years, you know, job security and financial wellness is one of the key drivers these days, getting back out of COVID. Once you have that, those threats, you can't just go into survival mode. You have to take back your own, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm so happy that you kind of elaborate on the different threats in different areas of our lives, because it's a reality, you know, and often we look at those like a word like threats and we think, well, it's quite pessimistic to say that about the lives that we are living, that we are constantly under threat. But it's just a reality, and it's true for all these different areas of your life. And like you were saying, how you respond then really matters. And sometimes how we respond to these threats is that we are ineffective against them. We are overcome by these threats. It's too much for us to handle, and we fail in how we respond in terms of our thinking or our emotions or the actions that we take. And because of that, we end up in survival mode. But what the book then tries to drive home for people is that there's an alternative response, and that response is that you assess and analyze those threats, and you become a threat to the threat, a danger to the danger. And that when you can do that and you overcome the threat, you get to the reward, the meaningful things on the other side, the personal transformation, the revenue, the saving the love of your life, you know, like all the good things lie on the other side of your threats and your challenges.
Do we actually really have the power, Eric, to overcome our circumstances? And this is the key thing, because, you know, you sit there and you look at your boss and you say, you know what, I can feel this coming. I know that we are going into a recession, or we're going into bad financial times in the business. So how do you actually become, how do you overcome those circumstances that you're in? You know, because a lot of people go into survival mode because that's all that they know how to do.
For sure. Very good point is that, you know, survival mode has a purpose to serve. There's nothing wrong with being in survival mode. The problem is that we can't stay there. And the problem is that very often we don't even realize that we are in survival mode. It becomes invisible to us. And then over time, that way of thinking, feeling, and acting becomes habitual. And once it becomes habitual, it becomes even harder to break that pattern. And the funny thing is then what we do in survival mode keeps us in survival mode. And so your first job, really, if you find yourself in survival mode, is to ask yourself, how can I break that pattern of thinking, feeling, and acting, and break the pattern of how I'm showing up every day, and realize that my habits are keeping me exactly where I am. So what do I need to do to change it? One principle in the book that I think is really important is the principle of agency. And agency just says that you have the power to decide what happens in your life. You can't choose what happens to you, but you can choose how you respond to that. And ultimately, I think that's it needs to be reawakened for some people, that after they've been in survival mode for a long time, you just feel so helpless and so powerless. You don't even feel like you have that control.
And the key thing for me, Eric, and we're chatting this morning to Eric Kruger, who's an international speaker and author of the book entitled Dangerous, and we're chatting about taking back control and stepping back into your power. One of the key drivers and one of the key things while you are employed and while you are still working is that adaptability, you know, to be able to say that the business is moving in a different direction, that my life is moving to a different direction, because we find that CEOs are successful. They're earning lots of money. I mean, recently a mining CEO was given a bonus of 300 million rand. What do you do with 300 million rand, you know? But you'll find that he's successful in terms of his job, not this specific mining in person, but I mean, so many CEOs, so many top managers who sit there and are very successful in their work and in their jobs, but they're not successful within their family, and they're not successful within their relationships, and they're not successful in their relationships with their children, and they're not successful in their relationships with people that they work with. So that adaptability and that changeability is essential.
Well, I think what you're also highlighting is the fact that survival mode has different flavors. And that there's a physical and a mental survival mode. And physical survival mode is what many businesses and many people have gone through during the past 2 years, where you are literally fighting for survival, trying to get to the end of the month, hoping that you have enough money. And obviously, like, once you're in that space, I think it's quite easy to assume that people are also then in a mental survival mode. But it is possible that you can be physically doing well, business doing well, your relationships are doing well, health is going okay, but your mentally you are in survival mode. You become complacent, and because you're complacent, your senses are dulled, your skill becomes weakened, and you're just not as effective as you once were. And actually, when I wrote the book, the sort of catalyst for it was pre-pandemic. Almost exactly what you were saying now is that I was working with a CEO who was very successful. He had like 600 people working in his company, but it was quite clear to me that even though everything was going well in his life, he was still in survival mode mentally. He'd stopped growing, stopped taking risk. And it made me realize that like everything that got him to where he was, like that energy, that drive, that motivation, the how formidable he was, taking risk, like none of that was present in his life anymore. So I think it's very possible that you can be in survival mode physically and mentally, that you can be only in mental survival mode, even though things are going well physically, or that, as you were saying, in certain areas of your life, you are very formidable, and in certain areas of your life, you are in survival mode.
Chatting this morning to Eric Kruger, he is, of course, the author of a book entitled Dangerous and Step Out of Survival Mode, as well. We're chatting about, have you experienced this in your life? Let us know, 0214460567. If you've got a question for Eric Kruger and you're stuck in survival mode and you say to yourself, how do I actually get out of it? Chat to us on 0214460567 and join the conversation. And of course, Obi will take your voice notes on 0725671567. So, Eric, in a nutshell, how should we live our lives so that we are dangerous, so that we don't become complacent and don't find ourselves in survival mode?
You know, it always comes down to having the awareness and having the intention. Firstly, having the awareness of where you are. And that's kind of why I think the book is applicable to such a broad range of people, which is that for some people, they are going from minus one to zero. They're going from survival mode to just trying to be okay again. And some people are going from zero to one. They're going from like good to like, okay, I want to like really be the formidable expert in this domain or the best player in this game. And I think what the book shows you is the methodology that applies to both those areas. The context changes, but the content stays the same. So the methodology stays the same, but it can be applied into different contexts. And then the second part is that once you have the awareness that, okay, I'm at minus one or I'm at zero and this is the step that I need to take, is that we just need to be a lot more intentional with how we are doing things. You know, the book in terms of its methodology isn't groundbreaking. Like to say, you know, we've been doing threat assessments for ages. The problem is that we often forget to do it. We think about our goal, but we don't think about the things that might get in the way of us achieving that goal. And so what I really want to bring people's attention to is that the threats aren't something to be avoided or to not look at. You need to be very acutely aware of what your threats are. And then you need to very specifically plan how you will overcome those threats. And then you need to very actively work towards doing that. And in doing that, you actually become the better version of yourself. In doing that, you undergo personal transformation. So I think there's a reason why like your opportunities and threats always go hand in hand. You can't have one without the other. And the bigger your goal, the bigger the threat. So I think it's important that we cultivate the awareness, both self-awareness and situational awareness, and then we have the intention to actually do the things that need to be done.
Mm. So often, of course, people who are faced with hardships and people who are faced with difficult times and challenges and threats, and a threat, like you said, doesn't necessarily have to be a negative thing, but a threat sometimes can actually have a positive outcome eventually. How often do you look at your life and say, I need to look at my life every 6 months, I need to look at my life every 8 months? Because your life, a lot of people, Eric, they become so stagnant in their lives, in the sense that, I go to work every day, I bring home a paycheck every day, every end of the month, and my children go to school, and I'm happy. And they just become complacent. They don't have a look at their lives. And in doing that, they lack the opportunity of seeing what their actual worth is and what their actual capabilities is. I take an example, for instance, where you say to yourself, I've had this job for 20 years or 13 years or 15 years. I'd never be able to afford a 1.5 million rand loan from the bank to buy a new house. And then your wife says to you, well, just apply. Maybe, you'll get the loan, and then you apply and you find out, but yes, I can, and there's that yes, I can attitude that we should have.
I agree. It's funny you say that, because I do think the complacency over time makes it so difficult to see what's happening in our lives. And I'm in the coaching space. I've always been a fan of having an objective pair of eyes, look at what's happening for you, right? So like through coaching or even through therapy or mentoring, having someone on the outside say to you, like, these are the patterns that I'm observing in you, and these are the things that you could change or try and do better. Like, this would be the wife in this example saying, yes, there's a certain pattern that you've become accustomed to, but you could change that. So I think that's really important. And then from the self-awareness side of things, if you are serious about this, then you do it every day. Like, we try and say, well, let me do it, every few weeks or every few months. But if you are serious about becoming dangerous, becoming a threat to the threat, then you do it every single day. And you identify the areas of your life where you need to be paying attention to. And you create a tool, which is even just a question, which is saying, today, was I harmless or dangerous? Today, was I in survival mode or not? And I have found, like, just in writing the book, one of the biggest things that ended up coming out for me is that when I make decisions, often, as part of my decision-making framework, I'll ask myself, am I being dangerous here or not? Am I playing it safe? Am I taking the risk? Is this going to lead to growth? And that kind of thinking has really helped me make better decisions, I believe.
Chatting this morning in our wellness segment to Step Out of Survival Mode, a book entitled Dangerous by Eric Kruger. And of course, we are chatting to him about this book and why should one not go into survival mode. And, in certain instances, you'll find yourself in survival mode and it's good to be there. But at some stage or other, you need to challenge that survival mode and get out of it. Eric, where do we find the book? Where does the book retail? Is it available on ebooks and all the other information for us, please?
Yeah, so the book is currently available pretty much everywhere. So you'll find an exclusive books, Take a Lot, Loot, and then there is a Kindle version on Amazon as well.
Eric Kruger chatting to us. What is the last thought you'd like to leave people with, Eric?
The book is quite clear. Like, I want people to be dangerous. Like, I remember that coaching session I had with that client, and right at the end I said to him, if I look at you, you are harmless. And if you're not going to be harmless, what will you be? And he said, dangerous. And the moment he said that, there was just something to this word that it just felt like quite primal to me. Like, yes, of course. Like, of course you want to be dangerous. Like, you want to take some risk. You want to grow. Of course you want to be formidable. And I really hope that the book awakens that desire for people again, and that they do something with it. It's written in a way for you to go from start to finish very, very quickly.
Thanks so much for your time, Eric Kruger, joining us this morning, chatting about his book entitled Dangerous.